We're on the telephone with Steve Wellman of Syracuse, Nebraska, president of the American Soybean Association. Steve, the CME group has announced that it is going to start its expanded trading hours at the Chicago Board of Trade this Sunday. And it seems like this has all happened pretty quickly. I know you guys had some concerns about that.
Well, it does seem like it's happened rather quickly, the change from 17 hours to first possibly 22 hours and now back to 21. I think the important thing is that at least the CME and the some trade associations had some dialogue and discussion. And I think the CME reacted to that discussion and changed at least now for the, to the 21 hour per day trading and leaving a 3 hour time period from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 5 o'clock in the afternoon for closeouts and accounting and record keeping that needs to be done by the merchandisers and the traders. So I think it's good that there's discussion at least up to this point, and I think the trade has worked that out amongst themselves. The main concern that the American Soybean Association has in all this is about equal access to the USDA reports that could possibly be released during trading hours at this point in time. I think that's one thing that has not been resolved, and it still is a concern for the American Soybean Association and others. Having the major USDA reports released during trading hours, I think, does open up possibly having inaccurate price discovery happening during trading. There's going to be inequities in how the reports are received by traders, and then there's also unequal abilities of the traders to look through the information, digest the information, react to it, and make trades. So I think we are in the position that needs to be looked at, and hopefully that can be addressed and have those reports come out at a time where there's not actual trading going on.
We heard there was some scuttlebutt that USDA might move the 7:30 Central Time grain and oilseed reports back to maybe 2 o'clock because of this move. I know there was also been some suggestions that maybe the trading stop for a while after those reports are released to allow people to digest it.
Yeah, that's the complicating factor to all this. So you have the USDA involved now when they release the reports, and CME with the trading hours. And obviously they set those, and neither one of them controls what the other agency or organization does. So hopefully there'll be some consideration there to making changes, either by USDA or by CME.
But you do feel better, at least there was some discussion of it, and there was a bit of a compromise there.
Well, I think any time that you have major market participants that have questions and concerns about changes in trading hours or changing in any other rules within the commodity sector, I think it's important for those interested and participating groups to have a discussion and to work it out. I think it just makes good sense to sit down with the people that are doing business with you and listen to their concerns and answer their questions and get the hopefully find a solution that is satisfactory to everyone involved.